On the show today, we have Advantage Analytics' Tammy Schwartzer talking to us about how to activate data for optimal member engagement. So check it out. So this is a very timely topic indeed. Before we get into that, though, what data will be critical to driving stronger member engagement? What are we talking about here? Because we talk about, we have, Creighton's have all this data and we don't know what to do with it, but what's critical in driving that member engagement here?
I'm going to process this question for a minute because, you know, honestly, Mike, it feels almost like I'm processing it in layers.
Okay.
So you're correct. There's a lot of data out there, and you made a comment about it. People just don't know what to do with it. And let's face it, corporate revenue, regardless of what industry we're in, is being directly tied and increasingly tied to a brand's ability to engage a consumer, right? And we all know that data is at the core. But what you had said when about credit unions not knowing what to do with it, or just leaders in general not knowing what to do with it. What I find really interesting about that is that we keep hearing these terms, right? As if data is a disruptor, some sort of industry disruptor. So we have big hairy data. We have the data tsunami, right?
Right.
And all of these terms imply that data, again, is sort of invasive. And honestly, it's not a new requirement. So I think that's what's throwing me off a little bit with the buzzwords that are happening around me, because data is not new, it's evolving. We've always had a dependency on data when it comes to informing our engagement strategies. So what I think has changed, honestly, is the prioritization of our data. How do I frame this? So think about in the past, historically, data has revealed general profiles. So we've been able to take data and say, I can segment an audience, and I can take that audience and I can get their general information, their name, their address, possibly their gender, their household income, and their geo. And I can take information, segment that list, take our information, and push out messaging to those consumers that highlight our products and services and our differentiators. But what's happened now are consumers really are calling the shots, right? And so consumers can say, I'm going to tell you what I want to hear, how I want to hear it, when I want to hear it. They're framing it completely differently, in that now that data isn't just general profile data, becomes behavioral data that we move to the forefront, right? And so that allows us, that behavioral data now allows us to have real-time interactions with these consumers. And so that's, again, changing that prioritization. So think of it as a movement that's gone from us pushing messages out to all of this data that we have, not big, hairy, and invasive data, but behavioral data, very accessible data, allows us to draw them in and create a more optimal experience.
And so, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say, I know one of the questions you had asked originally here was, not that, but it was, hey, what's the right data, right? How does a credit union decipher which data they should use? So now I can peel that layer off, because one, I'm thinking, well, how would we, you're right, it's confusing. There's a lot out there. Let's peel it back and figure out what's that core information we can focus on to decipher it. And I would say, I'm really going to generalize here, Mike, but I would say any data points that when brought together collectively give you this, call it essential truth about that consumer, right? So it's not just, again, that profile data, it's that personality, it's that persona, it's that behavior. And you can probably safely put those data points into about three primary buckets. And I would say it's personal data, behavioral data, and like interactive data. And what I mean by that is the personal data would be information like, how many, do you have children in the household? If you have children, what are the ages of those children? Do you have insurance coverage? What kind of policies do they hold? What kind of vehicle, make, model, year, do they drive? That's that personal information.
Gotcha.
Right? Are you military?
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Behavioral data is going to be more in tune into like what's your market tolerance? Are you? I always use behavior in general terms as coffee. How do you like your coffee, right? Are you, I need my half cap frap every morning, or am I a grocer's coffee ground bean kind of gal, or am I a Folgers?
Right.
Right. That's behavior and your purchasing patterns.
Your purchasing,
and
that's what I was thinking, purchasing patterns, yeah.
Yep, and are you using mobile devices?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Are you doing a lot more with your phone or your tablet, or are you really still a face-to-face kind of person?
Mm-hmm.
That's behavioral data.
Okay.
And that interactive data just kind of frames how you prefer to get your information and how you prefer to do your transactions.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in store retail or are you online? You know, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Would be your interactive data. One of the things I wanted to say, because it really is standing out to me right now, is you did an interview with some folks from our team, Tim Peterson mm-hmm. and Shazia Manis,
mm-hmm.
not
mm-hmm.
too long ago. And I think Shazia really used this great metaphor at that time, and it was about rear window data and windshield data.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's ringing a bell, but
it
really stood out to me because that just that rear window data, that's that look at what the look back at what's occurred. So that's your historic data.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all telling you, you know, story of wins, losses, strengths, weaknesses,
mm-hmm.
right? Things that have happened. Your windshield data is that data that defines where you're going to go, and it's almost like creating that roadmap for you where
mm-hmm.
you're going to go. And if I'm a credit union and I'm deciphering this data, I would say that both your rear window and that front window data are both equally important.
Oh, sure.
Right, because what's going to happen is even before you look to that windshield data, I believe Shazia mentioned this, is that have clarity and consensus as an organization about where it is you want to go first.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to allow you then to identify who that member is that you're going to serve up this experience to and create it for.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go out and pull those data points in, and that creates that roadmap for you.
Got it. No, totally. Totally makes sense. And you know, in today's consumer, we're so connected, we're so networked, and we generate so much data every day, or gosh, every minute, it seems like. So how much of this is valuable to a credit union? How much, and especially for engagement efforts?
How much of the online, the...
How much of all this data that we're talking about? You're talking about the historical, you're talking about the rear view window, we're talking about the windshield, all this type of data. How much of it is important to a credit union as far as engaging the consumer or the member in this case?
All of it.
All of it? Okay. All right.
But back to, well, it's telling a story.
Right, right,
right. So kind of back to thinking about what it is you want to achieve. Who do you want to become? And you aren't going to be effectively as an organization all things to all people.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're trying to frame a brand and frame your culture, your credit union culture, you have to define who it is
mm-hmm.
you're going to go after. That rear window data is going to say, hey, this worked, this didn't. This isn't who we want to be. This is who we want to
right,
be.
Right.
Then kind of bringing it back to those core data points. It's really personal data, again, behavioral data,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and interactive data that's going to frame it.
Okay.
And you can, it's so accessible. It's really testing and learning. And when you bring in those variables, what's going to give you, again, that essential truth
mm-hmm.
about that.
And that's the beauty of this stuff, because you can test, see what works, what doesn't work, just based on the data, and you can make adjustments on the fly, it sounds like. So that's the beauty of it.
Absolutely. And I would say, you know, honestly, what you're trying to do in a nutshell is be contextually relevant at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And how are you going to do that?
Mm-hmm.
It's framing out what they, deeper understanding of what it is they want, who they are, and how you're going to serve it up in service to that. That's what those data points are going to inform.
Gotcha.